This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, let's talk some Eagles football. Let's also talk a little bit about the Phils with our next guest. Of course, a legendary member of the Eagles community, one of the great coaches ever in Philadelphia sports, and a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Let's welcome the great Dick Vermeil to the show. Good morning, Coach Vermeil.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
wonderful
Coach.
To have you on the show. And Dick is always brought to us by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Well, Dick, we'll get to the Eagles and really a juicy game, Eagles-Dolphins, in a moment. But let me start with a Phillies-related question and your experience as a coach, because, you know, the Phil skipper, Rob Thompson, is faced with a couple of decisions right now related to players who helped him get here but are now struggling. And I'm wondering, from your experience, you know, multiple trips to the postseason with multiple teams, when you have a player, veteran or otherwise, who has helped get you there but is then struggling, maybe due to injury, maybe due to just lesser performance, when the moment gets biggest, how do you handle that? And how tricky is that for a coach to look a guy in the eye and say, love you, but I can't lean on you as much this week? How do you handle that? What's going through Rob Thompson's mind in that regard?
Well, I think he does what's best for the team. You know, and every player, every athlete gets older. And every player, every athlete goes through streaks where they don't play as well. But it's the coach and the manager's job with the person that's going to play best that day in the game. And I think our manager will do that. He'll put the best player to help him win that day. He has to.
Did you ever feel like you made a mistake relying on someone who helped get you there and you believed too long and it cost you? Did you ever feel you made that mistake?
Gosh, you know, I can't pinpoint an example for you, but I probably have. Yeah, probably too many times. Okay.
It's got to be one of the harder parts for a manager, because I'll tell you, I think it cost the Phillies the 93 World Series. I mean, we all know Mitch Williams helped get them there, but, you know, by the time the 93 World Series came around, I just didn't think he should be in there. Most of us didn't think he should be in there, and I think they lost the World Series, you know, primarily because of it. So these are the decisions a coach or a manager has to make.
It's so tough because you spend so much time trying to create that personal connection, and we've talked about how that can make a difference in the outcome of games, but then you have to put aside that personal connection in the biggest game.
Yeah.
Makes it really
That's a tough one.
Trying.
All right, Dick, let's get to the Eagles and the Dolphins. And, well, actually, before we do, let's go back to the Jets game. Did you view that Jets game as just a blip that in the end won't be that big of an issue, or do you see signs of trouble with the Eagles based on losing to clearly an inferior team on a day when the Eagles did not play particularly good?
Well, I think we all know why they lost the football game. They turned the ball over. When you're minus in turnovers, your percentage chances of winning are very slim, especially when you're minus two or three. You know, you just, regardless, you allow a inferior team to beat you in those situations. It happens to every football coach. It happens to every football team. I think that's a, like you used, a blip in the season. I think they'll rebound. We all know that Jalen Hurts is not a habitual interception thrower, okay? That was a bad game and maybe some bad calls. You never know. But his progression was not good, especially at the end of the game. And I don't think he'll play like that again. Maybe not the rest of the season.
Why didn't we just run the ball, Dick?
Well, you know, when you say that, then you're not putting the ball in maybe one of the finest receiver teams or core in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And what they try to do, and I tried to do, is, you know, put the ball in the hands of people that can score. And those receivers can score, including the tight end. The running backs can score. It's hard to. And sometimes you get too much locked into one thought as you go in the ball game. And as you know, they do a lot of run-pass option stuff. And
Right. Running
go into passing plays, and it distorts the true running play call during the ball game.
Right. So, Coach, this week up against a huge challenge with that Miami team, their defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, was just with our organization as recently as last year. How much of an advantage does that give the Dolphins heading into this game?
Well, I don't think it gives him much of an advantage. You know, he watched him during training camp, and nothing in training camps anymore is 100% full speed against each other. Even when they scrimmage opposing teams that come in town and scrimmage against you, they don't go 100%. So I don't see that being an advantage. I really don't. No.
Oh, okay. That's. Did you ever have a chance to spend any time with Coach Fangio when he was here?
Yeah, I did. I stood by him in practice one time a couple of years ago. And I've known him for a long time. Just one of the fine coaches and one of the fine individuals in the NFL.
And how do you evaluate that challenge this week going up against this Dolphins team that's really set the league on fire with their offense? What kind of challenge is that for our patchwork defense?
Well, you know, they've been very successful. They rank number one in the NFL in 22 out of 55 stats.
Wow,
40%
geez.
Of the stats. Wow. They're number one. Okay. But they have only played one good defensive football team, and Buffalo shut them down. Ellie threw for 189 yards passing, completed 18 of 45 against Buffalo. That's the only winning team they've played. And these other teams, one win, Denver, one win, New England, one win. So it distorts how good they are this early in the season. Another four or five games, maybe it blends into really defining what kind of a football team they are. No question, they're very good.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dick Vermeil here with us, as he is every Friday on a Football Friday. Chris previewing the Eagles and Dolphins. Dick, you know the deal. I mean, Tyreek Hill so far this year, the most yards any player has ever had in the history of pro football through six games. The last time he played the Eagles when he was with Kansas City, three touchdowns that game in 2021. I'm curious, from your many years of watching pro football, is he the quickest, the fastest player you have ever seen play professional football?
I'd say he is. You know, I remember Harold Jackson. Jackson was sort of like that. You know, I would say he's so explosive. But if they don't let him score on one play better in the red zone, us offensively, okay, and don't give them the one score play, we will beat them.
Great. Hey, so Mike McDaniel, their head coach, a lot of people talking him up as, you know, a visionary, the next big thing. When you watch that offense, how unique is their approach to offense in the NFL?
You know, I think they do a lot of everything. You know, they're not zeroed in any one phase of the game. Hey, they lead the league in rushing. Their average yards per rush is amazing. Yeah. And their efficiency, they're amazing right now. But they only played one real good defensive football team, and they shut them down.
Yeah,
we don't give them one big play. And then ours offensively, you're not going to beat them with field goals. When you get in the red zone, you got to score. If we do those two things, I think we'll beat them. My computer says will lose by six. Okay.
Wow.
And they have predicted Miami correctly in terms of win loss all the way, and they predicted Buffalo beating them a couple weeks ago. So I think we're good enough, and maybe totally when we're playing well, a better football team.
So Dick, so the computer's got Miami by six. What do you personally have this game at?
I think we beat them by three.
I'll take it any which way they can.
Buffalo beat them by three. Why not the Eagles?
There you go. I like that. I like that a lot. Well, Coach Vermeil, is always great news. Of course, if you live in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, for everyone listening, you can get the delicious Vermeil wines and get them shipped directly to your home. Visit VermeilWines.com. Let me say that website again to get Coach Vermeil's phenomenal wine. VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. How's the wine business going for you this fall, Coach?
It's going well. We just picked the best quality grapes we've ever picked in our business, so we're very excited about this 2023 vintage in the future.
Good, good. Well, Dick, thanks so much for being on the show today. We look forward to talking to you next week, and enjoy the Phils and the Eagles this weekend.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, there he is. Dick. Eagles great coach, Dick Vermeil.